Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Candy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Good. Here are your three headlines. If you can pick out the real one, your 4th of July is going to be just fabulous. You're going to go to Patriotic Pops, the Cincinnati Pops, at Riverbend, and fireworks and everything. Can you imagine?
I know. It's going to be fun.
All right. So here you go. Which one's real, isn't it? 37-year-old man sues his mom for cruel and unusual punishment after she puts a lock on her refrigerator. Is it B? 78-year-old mother attacks son with Monopoly board after she drew a go straight to jail card. Or C, a 66-year-old mom attempts a drive-by on her son.
I'm going to say C.
You're right.
All
Did
right.
you say that's my mom?
Oh, no.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, this is something you don't see every day. A 66-year-old woman in Panama City Beach, Florida, named Priscilla Ann Etheridge. And on Saturday night, she got into an argument with her 46-year-old son after she thought he stole her cell phone. He left the house on his bike, but she wasn't done with him. She got in her car and did a drive-by shooting on her son. She fired one shot. Fortunately, she missed. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a firearm. The cops eventually found her phone. It was at her house all along.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's about right. Like, Jacob was yelling at me last night about his straws. Where are his straws? Where are his straws? I go into the room, sitting 2 feet in front of him, right on the table.
Kids.
I'm yep. like, dude.
Typical.
Right?
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Taylor and Haley, everybody. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are I'm you guys? Good.
Just absolutely fantastic. How long have you been friends?
Going on 12 years now. I guess it would be 12 years of spring.
Yeah. Yeah. And where did you meet?
We met at Notre Dame High School. We happened to have the exact same schedule our freshman year. Our lockers were 2 lockers apart, and we were the only two that really lived further south in Kentucky.
So the universe was conspiring.
Oh, yeah. That's what we've always said. Yeah, we had every class together. So we were kind of forced to be friends.
So what are some of the things you do when you hang out?
Drink lots of wine.
Yeah, wine is good.
We hang out with our husbands. Our husbands get along, thank goodness. And I don't know. We'll
and luckily, our dogs get along, too.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, what kind of dogs playmates. Do you have?
I have a Cocker Spaniel and a Border Collie Newfoundland mix.
Nice.
And I have a rescue dog. He's a mix between a beagle and something else.
What a combo. I know. So much fun. And what kind of husbands do you have?
Oh,
what kind of
mine's a purebred American.
That's Haley.
Who happened to marry a purebred Canadian.
But, oh, no, you're a Canadian?
I am a Canadian.
Oh, boy, does that cause issues?
Not for her. They love to make fun of her for it, but I'm used to it now.
And what do you make fun of her for? How do you get made fun of as a Canadian?
Accent. Oh, the accent. My OUs are a little differently. You all say house, and we say house.
Well,
it's not too bad. It's just a little bit like that.
Here and there.
Little How old sayings. Were you when you moved here from Canada?
I was going into first grade. So younger, but my whole extended family lives up there. So we go up there quite a few times a year. So
it's in you. You got
sticks.
The trait.
Yeah. Get it from my parents.
Yeah.
We don't throw out the A too often, though, because that's definitely a buzzer word for people to be like.
But you guys will go Canadian. Up there and visit, and then you'll come back, and they'll be saying, like, they'll even be more Canadian.
Right.
And they'll say things like A.
Yeah.
Like, you spent too much time up there.
That's funny. And so no kids yet?
No kids yet.
No. And what do you guys, can you tell us kind of what you do? What do you do?
Sure. I teach second grade. Back at where I went to grade school at.
Nice.
Art teacher there as well. It's the best grade. Really enjoy them. Awesome kids.
They're so stinking cute.
They are.
And Taylor, what about you?
I work for a nonprofit in Kentucky, and I'm a home visitor. I work with first-time parents and their babies. I help them prepare for being parents.
Nice.
Because we need a lot of help.
Statistics show, I guess.
Right?
But yeah.
So true. All right. Well, who's answering questions about who?
I am answering questions about Taylor.
All right, Taylor.
All right, Taylor, we're going to send you into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
I did. True Canadian.
And now that Taylor is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right, so we know she's happily married right now.
Yes.
But if she were ever to get married again, Would she do it for love or money?
Love, 100%.
All right. So she's still very happily married.
Oh, definitely.
What would she be most embarrassed about happening to her in public? Bad breath, a booger hanging out her nose, or farting and other people knowing she did it?
Probably bad breath.
Yeah, that would be the one.
She talks a lot, kind of like me, so I don't think she'd like that very much.
All right. Who had the better wedding? You or her?
Ooh. Hers was outside. So
outside.
She's gonna, yeah, see?
Leave her alone.
She's going to say it was me, but I think that hers was definitely very beautiful. It was outdoors, dancing in a nice barn. It was beautiful. So I'm going to go with hers.
All right. What does she procrastinate doing the most? What's her big
procrastinate? Oh, she's not a big procrastinator. But if she was going to procrastinate on anything, it would probably be getting up in the morning. I think she for sure loves the fact that she can sleep in longer than I can. So getting up, getting ready.
Getting her day started.
Mm-hmm.
Where is her favorite place to be kissed?
In bed, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. There are your five questions. Now that Haley has answered all five, we're going to bring Taylor back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Haley's.
I talk fast.
Welcome back, Taylor.
Hi.
We had a little conversation about you.
Oh, great.
And I'm just writing my final notes here. We're going to see how your answers stack up to Haley's. The first question is worth $10.
We know you're happily married now, but if somewhere down the line you find yourself getting married again, would you do it for love or money?
For love.
Good answer. That's your first $10.
Absolutely.
The next question is worth $20.
Okay. What would you be most embarrassed about happening to you in public? You having bad breath, a booger hanging out of your nose, or farting and other people knowing you did it?
Oh, I think the booger in my nose.
The booger would do it.
Yes.
Tell her what you said, Haley.
I said bad breath because we both talk a lot.
She guessed bad breath.
I mean, you wouldn't mind farting in front of others, but.
Yeah, well.
She does that all the time.
Well, she's always talking about
that
stuff.
I grew up with three brothers. They don't let you get away with it. You just gotta.
All right.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay. Who had the better wedding? You or her?
What would Haley say? I think Haley would say her wedding was better, but I don't know.
Where was her wedding?
It was in Honey Locust Farm down in Morning View, Kentucky. That's where it was, right?
Yeah, I had a nice Catholic wedding at a St. Pat's. And then
it was beautiful, though.
And then we went down to a barn down in Walton area.
Mm. So barns. What's up with barns? Did you get married in a barn?
I didn't. Well, we did actually have a barn on the... Like on the land.
We danced
where,
in the barn at your wedding.
It's called Country Chic.
Yeah. Country Chic. Rustic Country Chic.
And you can fit a lot of people in a barn. It's
sure.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be all down for it. I love barn. I have barn siding decor all through my house.
Yeah.
So, but no, she said your wedding.
Oh, you're so nice.
What do you procrastinate doing the most?
Everything. Probably back, like anything with schoolwork, which I'm not in school anymore, but that's what I procrastinate most with.
You always put off projects to the last minute.
That is not correct.
What did you say? What do I put off?
I said that you put off like getting up in the morning and getting ready.
Getting out of bed.
That's a really good one.
You're glad that you can sleep in longer.
That's a
than
really
I can.
Good one. That's true. I do. I have the snooze alarm like a lot.
All right, we got one more.
Yeah, we're at your fifth and final question. So far, you've only got one right.
You can do it.
At least we got one, Haley.
We want to get you out of here with at least $30 total.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Where is your favorite place to be kissed?
I would say my lips.
Sounds logical.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Place.
Haley went straight.
Oh, location.
No, it was either way. It was however you interpreted the question.
Oh,
but
what did
Haley
you say?
Went to
in bed.
In bed.
Oh my. Wow, Haley.
Yeah, very nice.
But that's all right. It is obvious, despite the fact you didn't walk out of here with a lot of money, you are truly best friends. Taylor and Haley, thanks for coming to the best friend game,
guys.
Thank
you for having us. Nice meeting you all.
You too. All right. You want to come in with your best friend? We'd love to have you. Just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right, we got rain and some occasional thunder on and off throughout the on and off throughout the day today. We'll see a high around 79. It is 69 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.